Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to be with you this morning. And today we are continuing our series focusing on what it means for us to be empowered by the Holy Spirit in different aspects of our lives, to worship and witness and to live dependent on Him in a way that makes a difference to the world around us. Now, there are signs that we are increasingly moving into a new season of the Spirit, where gently but powerfully the Holy Spirit is at work among us here, renewing and reviving. I know that some of you can bear witness to that. And also drawing people towards Jesus. It's wonderful. And it's challenging, but we love what we're seeing, and we're looking forward to seeing more of what God is going to do, and also to learning more together as to how we live this out. Because we're all invited to be part of what God is doing, to be open to Him, to ask day by day to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to join in with what He's longing to do in our lives and in the lives of the people and the communities around us. Ultimately, this is all about that stretching out our hand to be a people of blessing, which is what we believe we are called to be doing here as saints on the move at All Saints. And what I want to talk about this morning is something more about that blessing. The kind of blessing that God is longing to bring to a hurting, broken and desperate world. And how, as children of God, we're filled with the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit, we really can be part of bringing that blessing. It's been striking me a lot recently that I think so often we do not know what we carry within us as Christians. But the truth is that we are carriers of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within us because the Holy Spirit is living in us. And it's the blessing of the kingdom of God that we're called to carry to the world around us. Now, in our gospel reading that we've just heard, when Jesus sent out the 72, he sent them as carriers of the kingdom. Jesus told them to tell all the people, those who welcomed them and those who didn't, the kingdom of God has come near to you. In them and through them, the kingdom was close to everyone they met. And they saw signs of some of the blessings of the kingdom in those who would receive it, peace and healing and freedom. The kingdom of God, in the simplest of terms, is where God is king and where his will is fully done. And where God is fully king and his will is fully done, there is blessing in every aspect of life. Forgiveness, salvation, reconciliation, healing, wholeness, justice, provision, love, grace. I could go on and on. Because this is the nature of our God. It's the nature of the King. A King who loves to bless. Not just a little and not just a lot, but outrageously and abundantly beyond anything we could ask or imagine. Heaven is full of blessing because in heaven, God is fully king and his will is fully done. And one day we will know the fullness of all the blessing of God. But here and now, today and tomorrow and the next day, as carriers of that kingdom, we can be part of bringing some of that blessing on earth right now. We won't see it all. But we will see some. Now, of course, when we pray the Lord's Prayer and we say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, this is exactly what we're praying for. It's what we were praying for during the Thy Kingdom Come prayer movement between Pentecost, Ascension and Pentecost, saying in effect, may the blessings of heaven be real and present here and now. And that prayer is vital. Jesus himself taught us to pray like that. And I encourage you to pray every day for God's kingdom to come and for his blessing to flow into the lives and the situations and the places around you. But along with praying, we are invited to actually minister that kingdom blessing into the world around us. Now, one of the ways that we do that, and I don't want to underestimate the importance of this, can simply be through the way that we live, the way that we respond to the stuff that happens in our lives, the way that we speak, the way that we treat people day by day. Living lives that show the values of God's kingdom in a way that is noticeably different from many of the values of society around us. How we live the ordinary everyday of our lives can shine the light of the kingdom into the darkness around us in a way that is part of bringing the blessing of God. And that is hugely valuable. Another of the ways that we minister a kingdom blessing is through serving in all kinds of ways. And we're going to be focusing on that next week, so don't miss it. But another very direct way that we can be part of bringing God's kingdom blessing is by speaking blessing in a way that actually brings it into being, ministering that blessing to others. And that's what I want to focus on specifically now. And it's revisiting something that I talked about first over 2 years ago. How new John and I were here then. Wow. And it's something that I have always believed is important for us here as one of the ways that we will see God at work. And in this new season with the Holy Spirit, I think it's just time to stir it up again. So let me explain what I mean. And to do that, I need to take you into the Old Testament for a moment, where we find the beginnings of priestly ministry, because priestly ministry is integral to blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8 says this: "At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name." So this was the role of the priests from the beginning. Firstly, to stand in the presence of God, worshipping him. Then secondly, to carry the presence of God, which at that time was represented by the Ark of the Covenant. And then thirdly, to proclaim blessing in his name. And in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, God gave them instructions as to how this blessing worked. This is from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons," they were the priests, "this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." And then we get this mind-blowing verse. Well, I think it's mind-blowing anyway. "So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." God gives the priest the authority to speak words that release the life-transforming blessing of God himself. And this is not just about words. Far from it. It's about unleashing in the here and now something of the blessings of heaven. Well, so what's that got to do with us, you might think? Well, in Jesus, all that Old Testament priestly ministry finds its fulfillment. He is called our great high priest, and it's through him, because of his death and his resurrection, that the blessing of God is now available to us. We receive blessing through him, our great high priest, salvation, forgiveness, hope, etc. But it doesn't stop there. In our first reading from 1 Peter, it talked about us being built up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. And then a bit later, it said, You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Now we talk about this as the priesthood of all believers, all of us. If we truly believe in Jesus as our Saviour and Lord, we are adopted into this priesthood, you and me, all of us together. And the amazing truth is that in the New Testament, and for us today, the place of the presence of God, the meeting point of heaven and earth, the place where people can encounter the kingdom of God, is not a building, it's not the Ark of the Covenant, it's not a special priestly tribe like the Levites in the Old Testament, but it is instead the whole people of God. It's you and it's me. And that is an awesome thing. And we have this incredible privilege of participating in Jesus's priestly ministry of blessing as part of this priesthood of all believers. So how do we do that? Well, I want to start by looking again at that pattern that God gave for priestly ministry of blessing. In the first place, those three things: to stand in the presence of God worshipping him, to carry the presence of God, and to proclaim blessing in his name. It all begins with worshipping God, focusing on him, acknowledging that he's our king, that he's worthy of all our praise, ensuring that he is our Lord and our God, asking for his rule and his reign to increase in our lives so that we are more and more kingdom people, asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's the first thing, standing in his presence, worshipping him. Then, as we worship and as we surrender to God, we increasingly become carriers of his presence, carriers of his kingdom. And that is the second thing. And then we can proclaim blessing in his name, in the name of Jesus, in a way that can release God's blessing into the lives of those around us. So that's the third thing. It is, in fact, exactly what John was talking about last week when he was talking about worship, how the Holy Spirit enables and empowers us to worship in spirit and in truth, and then as we worship, to receive blessing from God, which we are then sent out to share with others. Remember saying, go in peace, sent out to share and to bless. It's that cycle of coming, receiving, and then overflowing. But it all starts with God. Otherwise, it's just words or wishful thinking. And actually, there is a bit in Leviticus which is helpful and important on this. So I'm just going to take us back into the Old Testament again for that. It comes actually at the very, very beginning of Aaron's priestly ministry alongside Moses. And there's been a detailed description of the process of various sacrificial offerings that Aaron is supposed to do. And then we're told this. Well, then Aaron lifted his hands towards the people and blessed them. And having sacrificed the sin offering, the burnt offering and the fellowship offering, he stepped down. So at this point, he's done the stuff. He's been told, he's spoken the words, but you get the impression he's really just going through the motions. And it doesn't seem to have any effect on the people gathered there. So Moses grabs hold of Aaron, and this is what happens next. Moses and Aaron then went into the tent of meeting, and this was the place of meeting with God. When they came out, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Fire came down out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offerings and fat portions on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell face down. That's quite a difference, isn't it? Blessing begins with standing in the presence of God, in that meeting place with God, and worshipping him. God first, then blessing follows. But then I think it can be incredibly simple and practical. As simple as saying, I bless you in the name of Jesus with whatever it is that you want the person to receive from God. I bless you in the name of Jesus with grace, mercy, forgiveness, healing, freedom from addiction, a job, whatever it might be, many other things. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what it is that God is wanting to do. Now, I know that it can feel a bit odd if you're not used to it. Somehow it feels a bit the wrong way round. You're more used to praying and asking God to bless, and that is really great to do. But there's something here that's important as well, and it's a different kind of a dynamic at work. It's about knowing that we are sent to minister in Jesus' name, that we have authority from him to actually minister his blessing, so that we can say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Always in his name, not our own, but I bless you in his name. And the blessings of God extend to every aspect of life, body, mind, and spirit. I hope, have you all got a leaflet that says, Bless Ripley? Were you given it as you came? It's a reprint from a couple of years ago with some changes to it. And you might find it helpful to look at. If you open it, you'll find, I'll put it up on the screen as well, this blessing acrostic in a box that spells out the word bless down the left-hand side. And it's just a way of giving an idea of all the different aspects of someone's life you might speak God's blessing into. Body, mind, and spirit, emotions, work, relationships, every aspect. God is interested in everything. And you can do this face-to-face, one-to-one. Do you know, I so encourage you to practice on each other. Why not bless each other in the name of Jesus? Speak it out loud, or you can write it down and give it to someone. Or you can speak out blessing at home or walking the streets. When some of us were prayer walking during Thy Kingdom Come, we suddenly realised how easy and everyday it could be to pray and to bless the homes and the streets and the shops and the people around us simply as we are going about our everyday lives. Further on in that leaflet, you'll find a much longer blessing for Ripley, which well, some of us have used from time to time. I have changed it a bit. Take a look at it at home and use it or adapt it for the community that is most on your heart. As I have heard of some amazing things happening through this kind of ministry of blessing. I've seen some pretty amazing stuff myself. I've seen people healed, I've seen a desperate childless woman suddenly becoming pregnant against all the odds. I've seen hope rise in people. I've seen homes cleared of oppression and darkness. And I long to see more. But as we're involved in blessing, we need to be, I think, both courageous and faithful and also realistic and honest. Sometimes blessing is not received. Just think back to the 72 sent out in our gospel reading. Some places the kingdom was welcomed and some places it wasn't. And that will happen. Then sometimes we will be off kilter, you know, just out of step with God and what God is doing. And that's okay. He's God and we're not. We simply need to come back to him and ask him to lead us and guide us in his way. Ask him to show us what he's wanting to do. And then as well, and we talk about this quite often, but there is a mystery as to why sometimes kingdom blessing breaks through and sometimes it doesn't. We will not see it all now, but we will see some. And what a joyful thing to be part of, and what an opportunity we have. You know, the 72, we were told, returned with joy. So, I trust, will we. It's an extraordinary thing, isn't it, that God chooses to involve us in what he's wanting to do. You know, for some reason, the Almighty God chooses and delights in working with us and through us. And I just love Jesus' outburst at the end of that gospel reading that we had when the 72 returned. And we're told that at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for that is what you were pleased to do." The 72 returned with joy, and Jesus was overjoyed, absolutely delighted in what was happening. And it's worth taking on board that we are like little children as we do this, as we minister kingdom blessing. We don't do it out of our strength and power or because we're wise and learned, but we do it in our weakness and our vulnerability as little children who are utterly dependent on our loving Heavenly Father and his desire to pour out his blessing. Last time I talked about blessing like this, I think I used an image that's come into my dreams quite persistently this week. And it's of Derwent Dam, a bit north of us here. I think I've got a picture of it. I'm sure it's very familiar, you know it, above Lady Bower Reservoir. I have stood at the base of that dam on a number of occasions, looking up at those two towers that look so much like church towers, and that great wall holding the reservoir waters. And it's a place that never fails to stir me to pray. To pray that the church might be full of God's blessing, like that reservoir is full of water. But also to pray for that blessing to pour out rather than to be held in by the wall of that dam. You know, I've stood there when, you make sense of that, that's the base of it. I've stood there when not even a single drop has trickled over that dam. And I've wept. And I've also stood there when the waters have crashed down like a torrent, deafening, powerful and exhilarating, absolutely drenching me. And I tell you, I've danced and shouted for joy. And I believe that the water is trickling and it's beginning to pour down the wall, as it were, that the flow is increasing, that kingdom blessing is being released more and more around our nation. And I'm praying that as saints on the move, or as the priesthood of all believers, or kingdom carriers, whatever we might call ourselves, maybe best of all, simply as loved children of God, I'm praying that we would rise up and play our part in bringing the blessing of God himself to the people and the places around us who so desperately need it. So, I pray, come Holy Spirit and fill your people again and empower us to be ministers of blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.